28 to 11, he's pumped up the tyres. He's about to hop into the bike. Mark McNamara, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Morning, everybody. Warm one across New South Wales and two meetings on this Tuesday. We've got Menangle this afternoon with a 1:42 start out there. It'll be a warm one for Harness Racing. They've got eight races at Menangle today. And then a night meeting coming up at Young. And Young, they've got the seven races. They kick off at 5:45. So plenty to bet on as far as racing in New South Wales goes. If you're looking to have a punt, I'm going to catch up with a few of those engaged in meetings across the state today. Looking to tomorrow, Newcastle has the Wednesday time slot. It's a night meeting Thursday, and just the one meeting with Penrith Racing Thursday night. The fields are out for Menangle on a Saturday night. They have got the nine races. The feature is the Tony Turnbull free-for-all, which is race number six. The Kerri-Anne and Robert Morris stable have been low flying as late. Robert was on with Fred on Sunday, so we're going to go to, I'm tipping he probably says he does most of the work out at the stable. We'll call him foreman for today. Joe Mocha, good morning.
Hey, Mark.
Thanks for joining us. How is the team? Are you the man behind all of this success?
No, there's definitely a wider range of team members here that are behind the scenes and the success that we've had in the last month or two.
You've mellowed. Once you would have been taking all the credit for it all.
No, definitely not. No, that's not me.
Righto, race one, you're driving Call Me Conch, which has had the three starts, done a couple of things wrong. Your first go on him this afternoon. How did it come about that you picked up the reins on just Call Me Conch in the first?
Kerri-Anne she came to me the other day and asked me if I'd like to give it a try and see what I thought. So I was quite honoured when she said that, because it shows a lot for, about my say and what happens around here. So I'm privileged.
Have you been driving much in work?
Yes, I worked him last Saturday. He gave me a nice feel. So look, race days are different things. So if you want to talk after this interview, I'll let you know after today's race.
Yeah, sounds good. On to race number two. First starter in a lot of spur by Pegasus Spur. She hasn't raced before. What's she done prior to race day trials and the like? Do you know much about what you're expecting from her today?
Yeah, her and Just Call Me Contacts come at the same time, so we've both been working them up at the same kind of level. But she's been taking it step by step, really, really good, and everything that Robert and Kez have asked her to do, she's just done it with ease. So we're expecting a real good run from today. And I hope she just does everything right, really.
On to race number three, and Pete's Art Major has some good Newcastle form, yet to win at Menangle, but heads back to town with two ones next to its name from its last three starts. Galloped out last time. Do we just put the pen through that run?
Yeah, the all reports from Newcastle last week, that track was just, they've just refurnished their track, so all drivers said that most of the horses really there couldn't really handle it, and she was one of them, so I wouldn't really take much out of the fifth next to her name, but she's going good at the moment, and I'm expecting a good run from her, really.
Gold Rocks is a last start winner, beat Jewel Stride by a fair way in 152.2. She races like that again here. She should be pretty close to winning this as well, you'd think.
Yeah, she's definitely our best chance of the day, and she's got young Joshy, who's on form at the moment. She's come out of last week's run really, really good. I've seen her bouncing in the paddock a couple of days after last week's run, so I'm expecting another positive run from her.
The 11-year-old Fat Prophet goes around in a claimer again. These claimers are just, they're luck of the draw, aren't they? Where you land largely comes down to the result of the race. How's his work been since that fifth last week?
Yeah, it's been better. Well, Kez really wanted his work to be stepped up this week, so which we have done, and I'm expecting a better run from this week. And like you said, with the draws, it's really where you land, and with his racing pattern, he's always sit back last and just go with him with one run. So he's just got to hope that there is just a ridiculous pace up front to bring him right into it.
Two runners in race number seven, got to be Downtown the first of them. Seems to race well other than Menangle. Is she just not really accustomed to that massive circuit out there? Her last start fourth was good, saying that, behind Ideal Star, but her stats are better away from the big Menangle circuit.
They have been. She is slowly. She's slowly learning the speed of Menangle. That's one of the big problems with where when you get horses here that race at Menangle, because they race so tough, and you know, there's a lot of speed, and with the mile racing here, she's slowly getting it. Like you say, her form away from the Menangle track's a lot better. But in saying that, she has had two wins since today's start, so that's definitely a confidence booster for her, and she should run well.
And on to the nine, Pete said. So in pretty good form off a third behind Matai Vella at Newcastle last time. Again, hasn't won at Menangle, but only lightly tried here.
Yeah, that's right. And he's been racing really well again, just like Pete Dart Major. He's had a couple wins away, not at Menangle, but he's slowly, it's the same as Art Major. He's slowly learning the racing of Menangle style. Last week, third was really good. Joshua pulled him out top of the lane and just couldn't peek back the leaders, but he's pulled through his run really well. And with Josh on again today, he should go well.
The best of them, race three, number eight in Gold Rocks. Joe, thanks for joining us to represent Kerry and Stable this morning. May you and the team keep this great run you're having of late going out at Menangle this afternoon, and try and stay cool out there as well.
Yeah, I'll be doing my best. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Mocha there, representing the Kerry Ann Morris Stable. And they're having a great run, the best of them, race three, number eight, Gold Rocks. That race gets underway at 2:52. Just back to Menangle on Saturday night. Tony Turnbull free-for-all coming up. As I said, the feature, the race will be at 9:30 on Saturday night out at Menangle. Young racing tonight. We've also got the Inter-Dominion starting very soon over in New Zealand, with the horses making their way up yesterday to head north to Auckland for the Inter-Dominion Series. They flew up. NZB Air Freight chartered a flight. Some of the gallopers that raced during Cup Week as well at Riccarton were on that flight to fly back up to Auckland to get set, so they didn't have to worry about a 24-hour float ride. So I'm sure the trainers, and in particular the horses, were happy to have about an hour flight as opposed to a 24-hour float ride and a ferry crossing as well. Hoping to catch up with Phoebe Betts pretty soon too, and have a chat to Phoebe about the runners at Young tonight, with Graham and Monica having a team. Colin McDowell's going to join us online. He's a busy man, but granted us some time. We do appreciate that. Colin, good morning.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Kerry's got the team absolutely charging at the moment.
Yeah, she's a sensation.
On to a race.
Mind you, the team's not bad either, because they had the weekend off. They went up the Gold Coast, and team, including Colin McDowell, were jogging many horses on the weekend.
Oh, so many wins today is down to you.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you. I appreciate it if you can put that down.
Oh, well, don't you worry. I'll make sure Fred gets the message. Any wins are trained by Colin McDowell this week at Menangle.
I don't race. Know the whole week, but I'll accept today.
Okay, today's three winners today would be nice, and then you can really, they can shout your smoko.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Indian, Colin. Another one, as I said, it's going really well. Smashing the door down to win one. Good draw this afternoon. How confident are you that you can win this today?
And the unfortunate thing, Mark, he has five legs. And you've just come from New Zealand. I don't know whether you know him or not, but he can put in some unbelievable strides at times. He's won two of these down the straight in the last 2 weeks, but he puts in this five legs that all go at one time. And you've got to grab hold of him, balance him up. You cannot punch him out when he's got the five legs going in all different directions. So he's not really the punting horse. He's the watching horse.
Righto. So we'll just see if you grab hold at the start and nurse him around and keep everything crossed if you've backed him.
Yeah.
Race number six, you're driving Stardust. Coming off a third behind Ideal Star, beaten 7 metres last time. Gets off the gate quickly. Good draw to work with again today.
Unfortunately, Mark, he's a horse that's had nearly 3 years off the scenes, or maybe 4 years off the scenes in 8 years. He was a champion two-year-old. He won the Sapling Stakes. He was a really, really good horse, and he blew his suspensories. So this is where Kerry does a sensational job. They ice him. They work him slow. He's never worked hard, and he's a day-to-day proposition standing up. He was a very, very good horse in his time, but I don't think he's the same horse now. He had the perfect run last start, in behind the leader, got out at the right time, and just, you know, you can feel the legs trying to do their best, but they're just not there. A little bit of age with him too, starting to meld away also. So I think your listeners should be on him a place. I think he'll give him a good run again, but he just, because of them crooked legs, he just doesn't finish off like he used to.
That's race 6, number 2. And on to Gentle Giant, down race 7, number 6.
Oh, you racing... forgot Better's Pocket. You forgot Better's Pocket.
I did too. You're an honest man. You better tell us, give us a steer into it.
Well, she's 21-1. She gave it a good drive last week. And if you watch the replay, it really got the line. The two horses, or the three horses that beat her were down from Saturday class. So she's done a good job getting the line. And she's getting the best out of him. She drives pretty good, Maddie. Maddie Young, I'm talking about. And if it happened to get a nice spot today, it's nearly one of the better horses in the race. He has gone 50 on Menangle. So,
as you said, Mustang Barton, Yaya's Hotspot, really good form leading into this.
Yeah, that's right. He's run last week. I think they went 51 or something last week. I'm not sure. And you know, he's full fence. And we told him not to come out, that we turned for home. And you find, if you watch him, he got the line really good. And I think at $21, he might be a good place bet for your listener.
Right, I'll jot him down for sure and certain. And Gentle Giant into race 7, horse number 6. Coming off a second at Bankstown last start. His form is better elsewhere than Menangle. Is he a bit like, we spoke to Joe Mocha not too long ago about one of Kerry Ann's, that the speed of Menangle hasn't suited at this stage. Is that something that he's just finding a bit tricky as well?
No. They've got to run fast for him, Mark. He's a horse that if he gets a sit and he's not making... Where he goes good on the other tracks, he gets out and makes the pace by getting outside the leader and making him run along, right? Last start, they ran along, so Maddie Young, who drove it last start, didn't come around. She just stayed in, and because they were flying up front, and obviously he got the line really, really good off a hot speed. If he gets to Menangle and they run a hot spoon, I mean, they're running up front all the race. He'll get out of the top weight. But I can't see him winning that. I think they're a bit classy for him.
No,
especially
but
the one, that Rico Lover is a very, very, very nice horse.
That's out of the Ashley Hart and Anthony Butt combination in a Rico Lover race 7, number 1. Colin, thanks for joining us, and thanks for owning up on Better's Pocket. That I missed it too. We'll be sure to have something each way on him this afternoon.
I don't know each way. He's certainly a place.
Oh, I've got to have a dollar. One over three, perhaps.
Yeah, that'll be it, Mark. Thanks, mate.
Just in case. Thanks, Colin. Colin Goodell joining us there. Better's Pocket, race 6, number 6 is the horse that he was alluding to. Completely overlooked it. Poor form. Right, no, Phoebe Betts, Graham Betts, Jed Betts and Monica Betts are all off to Young tonight. Phoebe's online. Phoebe, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you going?
How does this work? Graham's down as a trainer, Monica's down as a trainer, Jed's down as a trainer. How does it work out? Who gets what?
It's hard. Dad usually sticks to Jed and Mum sticks to me.
Right, fair enough. And what about finding the horses? Does Graham find them and he keeps them in his own name, or he gets sick of them and gives them to Monica? How does that work?
Oh, I think if Mum's got one, she doesn't like it, she might pass it on to Dad, and Jed sort of just gets what Dad gets.
Right, so well, Pompey's going pretty well in the first, just keeps running fourth though.
Yeah, she's been going good. Her last run at Parks was a little bit disappointing. She sort of looked like she was going to sprint up nicely and didn't really do much, but she has been pretty consistent lately, so hopefully she can get some luck.
On to race number 2, Negative Nancy's another one that's been close up her last two, but she's drawn bad out in 6 tonight.
Yeah, she's drawn bad tonight. Jed's back on. She goes good for Jed. 2 runs ago at Dubbo, she hit the line really strong, so hopefully she can burst speeds on early and she can run home again tonight.
The 2 runners for Monica in race number 3, you've got Snoop Stride and Paddington Central. You know them both very well. Did you get the choice of drives here?
Yeah, I did get the choice. Snoop's one of the stable favourites, so I chose to drive him.
He's got a good barrier tonight. He's coming out of an up to 57, back to a 65 tonight. So it's a big drop in grade.
Yeah, it's a massive drop in grade for him, and the draw should really help him. Hopefully he just doesn't have to do too much work early and he should be right up in the finish. Some luck.
Paddington Central's owned by your brother, owned by Toby, not your brother. You've got enough of them. Owned by your relative in Toby Inwood. And Ched just gets the drive. Who's easy to drive for, Toby or Monica?
Oh, Toby's pretty. They're both pretty good. Pretty easy.
What about Paddington Central? How's he been since that ninth at Bathurst a couple of weeks ago? He's had a bit of a freshen up?
Yeah, he's had a bit of a freshen up. The last run he had at Bathurst, we were a little bit disappointed in him and a couple of things didn't go as planned, but he's had a bit of a freshen up and he should be back in it tonight, hopefully in the finish again. So,
race 6, number 8, She's Quality, and can get cranky at times, this filly. Can you give her any sort of steer to winning this race tonight?
I can. Bernie Hewitt's got one having its first start and it goes really nice. And she went good last start. She just pulled really hard, but hopefully that Jed can get her back and get her settled. And she should go okay, but I don't think she can win it tonight.
And in the last, the bottom one in the book, Limbo Larry, coming off a fourth at Bathurst behind Heart of Cooper. That was an up to 53. Lines up tonight in this up to 55 again. Can you give this one a steer? There's fours and threes, but has been a little way off the winners.
Yeah, his form doesn't look that great, but he's actually been going really good. So I think he'll be right up there with these ones. I think he should nearly go pretty close, hopefully Jed gets the right run and everything goes to plan.
That's a good push. Race 7, number 8. Is the best of them Snoop Stride?
Snoop Stride or Limbo Larry, I think, tonight.
That is race 3, number 1 for Snoop Stride. Race 7, number 8, Limbo Larry. Phoebe, thanks for joining us. Good luck to you and all of the family at Young tonight.
Thank you.
And that is Phoebe Betts joining us. Sean, I'm off to back Betts' pocket. Missed it. It's always a good sign that you should have something on. And I'm going to have a little something to win on it and something for the place as well.
All right, good on you, Mark. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
Mark McNamara. It's 12 to 11. Sky Sports Radio. In a moment, we will go Greyhounds with Dave Carlton.